Good morning, world. It's Tuesday something of February, early on in February, but I'm quite aware of time moving quickly in February, especially now as I have to find probably about 500 or 600 quid to get a flight. Well, it's about 450 to get a flight to South by Southwest, which I've been going to for the last 3 years. Starts roughly on the 11th of March, so I normally get over there on the 9th and I stay for about a week for Interactive, where there's like 12,000 to 15,000 odd geeks descend on Austin, Texas. And it's awesome, it's always awesome, it's great for networking, it's great to see what people are doing and what they're up to, and that's my mission and goal now, is to get to South By in March. We have a ton of projects between now and then. Some involving live streaming on down on the floor, sort of on the ground, interview-style-y stuff in London. So it should bring enough money in to be able to do that. Had a fantastic night last night at Antenna for Knots Tuesday. Not the usual massive turnout that you'd expect, but I guess, you know, my name is obviously not as well-known as somebody like Rob Wilmot, but also Rob is very much a massive success story in his own right in terms of money to do with free serve and all that sort of stuff that you have to go through. And to be fair, I'm just really looking forward to reading his book when that eventually comes out. What was interesting to me is that the people that I like and the people that I bond with naturally and have some sort of belief or can scratch the surface enough and think, something going on here, turned up. And for that, I am truly thankful that, you know, the 30 or 35, maybe 40, pushing it, people that turned up to Knots Tuesday last night were just, it was just fantastic. People were so supportive. And I know it was rapid, and I know it was fast, and I know there was a lot of information. I will be pushing out the slides, and I will be doing the presentation again in the studio on the green screen so that everybody can sort of get it, and it will be slightly different again, I guess. But the best news of the night is that the Mac Mini project, which enables us to do 24/7 streaming from the studio using the sponsored Logitech HD cameras, is now going ahead. Thanks to Sendex and Adam Bird, he put up the rest of the money for the Mac Mini project, which was about £300, I think. And also, I Am Cat got beaten to it, but still put some money onto it, I think. I think it was anyway. I need to go and have a look at who actually put the rest in. But the project succeeded at 114%. So we've got £700 on that project. £525, I think it was, for the second hand. It's brand new. It just got restocked. Brand new Mac Mini from KCRS in Nottingham. But it also means that we can get various bits and pieces for that Mac Mini, so we can get like a HD encoding device or some additional stuff to bolt onto it. And we're going to do a whole video around sort of getting it. Then there's going to be all the screencasts about what I'm installing on it, how I install that stuff on there. And then obviously it's the delivery of the perks to each one of the sponsors. So I'm really excited about that because it means I can video those people. So we've got Lucy from Cuckoo Apps. We've got Love Fresh. There's Ascendex. I'd love to do something with Adam about him breaking out worldwide with the SMS company and all the other services that they do. I feel really upbeat and positive and invested in, and that's fantastic to get that on a local level, because it has, I'll be honest, been really, really easy for that to happen in America. Yet I've always found it quite stifling in the UK. And it comes down to this, you know, tell people who you are, be transparent, tell them about your journey, why you do what you do. And one thing that came out of last night is all about context. If people jump into your Twitter stream or your website or your project halfway through or a quarter of the way through and you say something so like random and out there, then sometimes they just don't get a read on you. They haven't got a clue where you're from. So one thing that I recommend for most people is to have somewhere on your website or your bio a link from your Twitter so people can catch up, so they can follow your story, so they can get to know about you. Because I think a lot of times people want to know that. They don't want to go through the work finding out what you're about. So I'd like to think on presentation covered over those areas as to where I'm from and why I do what I do. And I'm just really, really buzzed up that people supported it in the way that they did. And really thankful for that. And feel incredibly upbeat on this rainy Tuesday. Interviewing Jerry the Ranger, Jerry O'Brien, from the National Forest today, about 11 o'clock. We're going to talk about a number of topics. We're going to talk about his work that he's been doing for the last 3 years, about maintaining the periphery of the National Forest. We're going to probably get on to talking about land in terms of them selling it off, and about the ARC project, and to see, get some feedback about how he feels about all that. And then I think later on this afternoon I'm going to go see Kelso Jones. I need to go and sort of interview, chat to them about career paths and what I can do. I think there's a brand new arena of work for brand ambassadors and social media types. And I think, you know, a recruitment agency, forward thinking, can invest in that. Just awesome. So thanks everybody for being really kind, and I really appreciate it. And it's fantastic that we've got the project donated, because it means that we can have the cameras on all the time in the studio, and you'll be able to see what's going on in and about there, see how much time I put into development. We'll do sort of fly on the wall sort of interviews, we'll turn the audio on. It's going to be great. All right, guys, I'll see you later. Bye.